projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, fits pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Memorial Day weekend is around the corner and the weather is perfect for planting. Whether it's tomatoes or cucumbers, petunias or cosmos, you'll find an outstanding selection of vegetable plants and flowers at the Winter Greenhouse. Join many enthusiastic gardeners and get prepared for an inspiring summer by visiting Winter Greenhouse. Visit this Memorial weekend, open 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. 2 miles north of Winter off County Highway W.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. 13:44 left in the first half. Alabama 7, Wisconsin 3. And the Badgers' possession starting at their 5-yard line after a 53-yard punt from James Burnup.
Yeah, we have to figure out some ways to get Braden Locke comfortable. He's 2 out of 7 so far since coming in for Van Dyke, and easy throws, getting him on first and second out. Got to find some rhythm.
Ashcraft, slot left, now motions into the backfield. Malusi there with him. The give goes to Malusi, trying to pick his way through a lot of white shirts, and he'll get a couple of yards, and that's about it, to the 7-yard line. LT Overton, their big defensive lineman, on the stop, second down and 8.
And Alabama is bringing guys down. That was not blocked up terribly. There just was a lot of white jerseys around because they're going to continue to slow this run game down and force Locke to throw the ball.
Two receivers left, one on the right on second down. Handoff Malusi. Room off the left side to the 10, 15. Malusi the 20 to the 25. And the ball knocked loose inside the 30-yard line. The question is, was he down first? They'll signal Alabama football. We'll take a look as Malusi got chopped to the turf. The question is, was he down before the ball was in the process of coming out?
That is absolutely a fumble.
Oh. Malachi Moore, their veteran strong safety, started on that national championship team 4 years ago. As a good run is ruined by the fumble, and Alabama takes over at the Wisconsin 28, first and 10 for the Tide.
Oh, and it was blocked up so well. You had a second and 8, and you know, just talking about Alabama stuffing the run, you got out on the perimeter and a lot of space, and you give Malachi Moore a lot of credit. That is a great tackle, helmet on ball, and now Alabama in great shape here inside the 30 going in.
Three receivers come out to the left. Jam Miller is the running back. As Milrow will give it to Miller inside the 25 to the 20. And Jam Miller down to the 15-yard line. 13-yard run, first down Alabama. Looking to capitalize on the Wisconsin turnover.
Yeah, a lot of room off that left side. Alabama got their tackles back and ran that football a big gaping hole. Easy first down run after the turnover.
See if the Badgers can force a turnover here. First and 10 tied at the Badgers 15-yard line. Jeremy Bernard, Kendrick Law out wide to the right. Miller the running back. Law in motion right to left. Milrow will give it to Miller off the left side. Preston Zachman runs him down from behind the safety. Showing some wheels there, getting Miller to the turf at the 11 on a gain of 4, second down and 6.
Yeah, great job by Zachman coming from the far side. Basically the same running play that we just saw Alabama get 12 or 13 yards, and Zachman chasing his motion guy and just clipped the back of his legs. Great effort play there.
Three down linemen, Hills, Neal, and Barton for Wisconsin. Law, Jeremy Bernard wide to the right. Double tight ends lining up on the left side. Jam Miller, the running back, motions to the right. Snap to Milrow, running left inside the 10-yard line. Milrow wrapped up, driven to the ground at the 7-yard line by the linebacker Jaheim Thomas. And it's third down and 2 for Alabama.
Just a toss play without tossing the football. Pulling a guard, getting out in front. Nice job by Thomas to get him down.
Third and 2 at the 7. Double wide to the right. Milrow hands to Miller, and he will get the first down. Just driving through the defense. inside the 5-yard line. First and goal, Alabama, with 11:20 left in the half. 7-3, the Crimson Tide.
Just showing their physicality there. Thomas is in the hole and was there to meet him. Unfortunately, couldn't stop him.
Milroe hands off to Miller and just into a pile inside the 5-yard line, maybe a yard. It'll be second down and goal for Alabama. They will mark at the 4 of Wisconsin. Brandon Lane in there now on the defensive line, along with Kirk Neal and Elijah Hills. 10:44 left in the half, 7-3 Alabama. Second and goal for the Tide at the 4. Law wide left, Bernard wide right. Pistol formation. Now Haynes will shift to the left of the quarterback, Jalen Milroe, who takes a snap, straight run to the left. Milroe in trouble, and Aaron Witt gets to the quarterback and tosses him to the ground outside the 5-yard line. Make it third and goal, Alabama.
Kind of went back to that same play where they did a designed run off of the left side, had some guys pulling out in front, and Aaron Witt did a fantastic job keeping him inside and then getting off of a block and bringing Milroe down, setting up this 3rd and 6 in a critical, critical spot.
3rd and goal, Alabama at the Wisconsin 6. 3 receivers to the right. Milroe gets the snap, looking, throws, end zone, right side, high pass, overshot the receiver. Penalty markers on the play. The Badgers got into the neutral zone. I don't think they got back. Here's the call.
Offside, defense number 94 in the neutral zone at the snap. Half the distance to the goal, 3rd down.
Milroe had the free play. Incomplete pass. It's 3rd and goal at the 3 with 9:50 left of the break. 7-3 Alabama.
Elijah Hills just excited to get back there, make a play. Jumped, and Milroe, nicely done by Alabama's center to snap that after he saw it, giving Milroe a free play. Now 3rd and 3.
Emmanuel Henderson, Kendrick Law to the left, Jeremy Bernard to the right, Justice Haynes the running back. To the right of Milroe on 3rd and goal at the 3. Bernard motions into the backfield. And the snap to Milroe. He fakes it, keeps it, slanting right inside the 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Alabama. Jalen Milroe able to outrun the Wisconsin defense. And it's 13-3, Crimson Tide, as Alabama capitalizes on the Badgers' turnover.
Yeah, and Wisconsin fighting to try to stay outside, but the wide open Bernard did a good enough job of sealing off the outside edge. Hunter Waller chasing, goes at his ankles, but was a step too late. And now Alabama pulls ahead by 2 scores.
So Graham Nicholson on for the PAT. He have hit a critical juncture of this game early in the 2nd quarter as Wisconsin makes the big mistake and Alabama makes them pay as the PAT is good. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. 9:43 left in the first half. Alabama 14, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Walsh's Ace is now your one-stop shop for vehicle keys. Whether it's making a new key, a new remote, giving your current remote a facelift, or even getting a new proximity key, Walsh's Ace can do it all. Walsh's Ace can cut and program keys. Walsh's has fobs covering about 92% of cars on the road. Walsh's programs keys on site and can save you up to 60%. Stop in and check it out now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center and Ace of La Crosse.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. A short drive off of the Ches Malusi fumble. Seven plays, 28 yards. Jalen Milroe runs in from 3 yards out. 14-3, Alabama leads Wisconsin with 9:43 left in the first half.
And one of the things that we thought coming into this game was, obviously we all know Milroe's a great athlete. He's been fantastic. And you have to limit what he's able to do outside of the pocket. And so far, Wisconsin has not been able to do that. He's got 8 carries already for 50 yards. Some designed runs. They've been doing some things. He has been a problem. And I think Wisconsin now, this is, as we kind of say, a critical junction point here. Down 14-3, struggling. You just turned it over. And now is that time where you need to go make something happen, because this game is kind of teetering as we're sitting here with 9:43 left in the second quarter.
Vinny Anthony, Cade Iacobelli are deep. James, or beg your pardon, Connor Tulte is set to kick off for Alabama. See how the Badgers can respond here in a second quarter hole, down 11. Faulty with the kick, and this will not be returned. This will sail out of the end zone on the fly. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Badgers' 25-yard line.
You look at Wisconsin's rushing so far. That was obviously Alabama's front. We're concerned, how are you going to get some stuff going? It's 10 carries. For 54 yards to try to get something comfortable, because so far 2 out of 7 to get started throwing the football.
Tawee Walker is the running back. Will Pauling slot to the left. Lock gets the snap, hands off to Walker off the right side across the 25-yard line and pushing the stack up to about the 28, and then gets driven back. Gain of 3 for Walker. Second down and 7.
Just a good hard run there. Renfro's fighting to reach his guy and finishing. And they're stripping, they're going for it. Walker kept 2 hands on and was able to secure it.
And then Pauling slot to the left. C.J. Williams wide on that side. Bryson Green to the right. Walker, the running back, to the 28-yard line of Wisconsin. Second down and 7. Lock gets the shotgun snap, hands off to Walker. He gets swallowed up behind the line of scrimmage. Tim Keenan, junior nose tackle, is right there to get Walker back at the 25, which is the original line of scrimmage. And again, off schedule is the Wisconsin offense. It's 3rd down and 10.
Yeah, he just backdoored Renfro there. Renfro's reaching hard to the right. The play's going to the right, and a really good move by their nose tackle. A backdoor and getting in the backfield and getting Walker down on the ground. And now the position you're trying to stay out of. Unfortunately, Wisconsin's been in it a couple times too many already, which is 3rd and long.
Badgers 1 out of 4 on 3rd down. 4 receivers to either side. Williams slot right, sprints in motion to the left. Locke looking to throw, shoots it over the middle. Caught by Will Pauling, and he's going to be stopped, it looks like, just short of the first down. Red Morgan is there out of the secondary. It'll be 4th down and about a foot to go. And it looks like the offense will stay out there for the moment. 8:10 left in the half. 14-3, Alabama.
Love that. Really good protection. And I love Locke there staying in the pocket and just letting it rip right to Pauling. Now we're here, 4th and 1.
They're going to go for it. 4th down, about a half yard. High snap, pulled down by Locke to give to Walker. 1st down, Wisconsin. Snap from Jake Renfro again, a little high. Not awful, but a little high. Locke, Johnny Cool gathered and did what he needed to do, give it to Tawee, and Tawee finished the job. First down, Wisconsin at the Badgers' 37-yard line.
Great push by Huber, the right guard, Renfro. Last fourth down, obviously penetration up front. That time, Wisconsin's O-line got that push in the middle, picking up the first down.
Halfway through the second quarter, Badgers down 11. Giacomelli in there at running back now. Quick pass from Locke, and it's deflected by Keon Saab. Safety getting into the backfield. That pass was intended for Ashcraft. Ball falls incomplete. Second and 10 for the Badgers, their own 37-yard line. Saab, a part of that national championship team at Michigan, now making a quick impact in this Alabama secondary.
Yeah, got to be careful on predetermined throws. Alabama's guys are everywhere. They're looking at your eyes. Very fortunate that fell to the turf.
Second and 10 for the 37 of Wisconsin. Two receivers left, one on the right. Ashcraft, wing on the left side. Giacomelli remains the running back. Locke gets the snap. He'll hand it to Giacomelli, and Jahad Campbell is right there. Nothing doing for Giacomelli. Campbell, the junior linebacker, the leading tackler for this Tide defense through the first two games of the year. No gain, and it's third and 10 again for the Badgers at their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, that time the inside of that Wisconsin offensive line, you have to combo your down guy up to that linebacker, and unfortunately it looked like maybe Alabama's guy held, but a little unable to get up on that linebacker, shot the gap, and nowhere for Giacomelli to run.
Cade stays in there at running back. Three receivers left, one on the right. Snap to lock, four-man rush. Braden throws left side, caught by Pauling, but he gets popped at the 40-yard line. Campbell, the linebacker. Malachi Moore, the safety, taking down Pauling at the 41 of Wisconsin. So a gain of just four. And now on fourth and six, the Badgers will punt with 6:27 left in the half, 14-3 Alabama.
Yeah, the pass rush there. They ran a stunt in the middle of Wisconsin's offensive line. Linebacker kind of crashed down, and our center was unable to kind of get back out to pick up the looping tackle. Pressure in Locke's face immediately. Did a good job just to get rid of the football there, pick up a little bit of positive yards.
Snap to Atticus Bertrams. A roll to the left. Kick is away. A line drive. Mbakwe will let it hit inside the 15-yard line. Almost brushed past one of the Alabama kick return men, but it did not. The Badgers will kill it inside the 15-yard line of Alabama territory. That was a 46-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 5:57 left in the half. Alabama 14, Wisconsin 3. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
I'd like to welcome our game sponsor, Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. 5 minutes, 57 seconds left in the first half. Alabama 14, Wisconsin 3. A good punt from Atticus Bertrams. The Tide will be starting at its own 13-yard line.
It's so easy from up here to say, well, you have to stay in normal down a distance, and obviously Wisconsin has not done that very well so far, and that's where you get into trouble. That was the case, third and 10 there, and Alabama runs a stunt, and it was a really well-executed stunt, and you got pressure right in Braden Locke's face, and he has to get rid of the football. We've seen it already. He was fortunate to not have that fumble go. We were able to recover it, but that pressure, it speeds everything up, and right now, you know, Braden is struggling trying to find some completions. He's 4 out of 10, and it all from our ineffectiveness on first and second down, because if you're sitting at third and three, third and four, you have a lot of options. When you're at third and 10, Alabama has, their defensive coordinator is just salivating to let all of his athletes do everything they can. And Wisconsin has not been able to figure anything out when they've been in those long down possessions.
Yeah, to your point, the average third down to cover has been 8.5 yards. And we're seeing the continued struggles. And now certainly the team they're playing has
pretty good.
But the inability to stretch defenses right now.
It is down the field. And I think, you know, obviously Van Dyke goes out in the first series, and it's been a little bit of a struggle for Braden to find the completion. So they're really selling out to stop the run and being, you know, a lot of bodies around that line of scrimmage. But, yeah, 1 out of 6 on third down so far. Not going to get it done.
Austin Brown in there at nickel for Wisconsin. And Curtis and Jaheim Thomas, the linebackers, inside. First and 10, Alabama. Kendrick Law, slot left, motions to the right, handoff Justice Haynes, big hole across the 15-yard line, and it was Brown reaching out to grab him and take him to the turf at the 18-yard line. Haynes for 5 to the 18 of Alabama, second down and 5 coming up.
You just have to be so disciplined with your assignment, because Alabama, they're a fake to their tailback, then a fake reverse back the other way, and if you are not in your gap, they will gash you. Luckily, they're a nice tackle by Austin.
Two receivers left with the double tight ends. Dupree and Robbie Utes. Williams slot left, and now a little pop pass to Williams. Running right, trying to turn the corner. Thomas gets there first, and Lowry will finish up at the 19-yard line. So they get to the fleet-footed Williams before he could get ahead of steam. Third down and 4, Alabama.
Well, there they're stretching the field. Ricardo Hallman did a really good job of turning that back inside and letting your linebackers, just giving him a step to come and fill and pursue and get guys down on the ground.
Alabama 4 out of 6 on third down so far. 4:50 left in the half, 14-3 the Tide. Third and 4, Alabama from its own 19-yard line. Trips to the left. Haynes is the running back. Milroe gets the snap. Badgers sending for a throw to Haynes, who gets popped by Nizer Forcurine at the 20-yard line. Forcurine getting there right now. And it's 4th and 3. Alabama will punt.
What a huge stop for this defense, because you see what was unfolding. You needed to find a way to get off the field and get your offense the ball in a decent position. And that was just simply, you rush the passer and threw it out into the flat, and Forcurine made a great open field tackle to get off the field.
James Burnup on the punt, and again, Jeez. He hits a rocket, backpedaling, signaling for the fair catch is Tyrell Henry, and he'll make it at the 15-yard line. He
wow.
came in averaging 45,
He's
and that
blowing through
bolt,
that
bolt went 64, and the Badgers starting at their 15. With 4:02 left in the half, 14-3, Alabama leads Wisconsin.
I mean, at least with Iowa, and their punter came in and kicked it 60-some yards, their offense could score. Here, it doesn't seem fair. Alabama's offense has been explosive. They've made plays. And the punting game, when you finally get that stop and you're hoping to get it around the 30 or 40, he hits an absolute bomb.
So you're suggesting they have no apparent weaknesses?
It's seeming, yeah. At least in this first half, they've looked pretty good.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Tawee Walker, the running back. The mark of the 16 of Wisconsin, 1st and 10 for Braden Locke in the Wisconsin offense. Locke gets the snap. He'll hand it to Walker over the left side. Tawee across the 20-yard line. Fights his way to about the 23 or 24. He's trying to sift his way through, and a good first down run. They'll place at the 23 and a gain of 7.
It's just a really good job by Jack Nelson of finishing. Brunner gets up on the linebacker, and just a hard-nosed run. You know, probably could have been tackled for a 3 or 4 yard gain. Kept churning his legs, and our guys kept finishing on their blocks, and that's how you pick up 7 or 8 yards.
Receivers right. Vinny Anthony out to the left. Ashcraft motions left, comes back the other way. Snap to Locke, fakes the handoff, throws, it's deflected, incomplete. Got batted around. Wanted like Vinny Anthony over the middle. And it's now 3rd down and 3 for the Badgers at their own 23-yard line with 3:18 left in the first half, 14-3 Alabama.
This is the difference when you're playing elite defensive players. Those big windows on the RPOs, they're not there.
And Alabama jumps. Free play for Locke. Pop fly right side. And it is incomplete. Flag down. It was intended for Bryson Green. Like Xavier Brown over there. That's why you go through it. You get a free play. And you might get a pass interference, which beats offsides. Here comes the call.
There are two fouls on the defense. Offside defense, number 50. That penalty is declined. Pass interference, defense, number two. 15-yard penalty, automatic first down.
That's the freshman corner, Zabian Brown. So a first down for the Badgers with 3:11 left in the half. 14-3 Alabama. Fresh set of downs now as Wisconsin has it at its own. Well, let's see. See where they place it. At the Wisconsin 39-yard line.
Yeah, you said it, Matt. You get that free play. A, the center has to make the snap. But I love Locke, throw it up. Maybe you make a big play down the field, or you get that 15-yard pass interference.
Becahuna loops in motion to the right hand off Tawi Walker off the left side, and all over it is Tim Smith, who throws Walker down with authority inside the 40-yard line. Looks like the mark right at the line of scrimmage, which is the 39 where progress was stopped, second and 10. 2:52 left in the half, 14-3 Alabama. Both teams have all three timeouts available. Remember, Alabama will receive to start the second half.
Yeah, and you see Phil Longo turn a little clock, not really going at that fast tempo. The snaps, we're getting some high snaps here, throwing off a little bit of the rhythm of this offense.
Baker and Iacomelli in the backfield, snap the lock on second down, throws a dart caught by Bryson Green across midfield into Alabama territory. Zabian Brown on the tackle, first down Wisconsin at the tied 49.
Yeah, really good protection by everybody up front, and not a huge window, but Locke stepped into his throw, had that window to throw it, and ripped it right in there to Green to pick up the first down.
We're approaching the two-minute timeout, and yeah, the Badgers continue to be methodical, not just in the yards gained on a play, but as you said, they're in no hurry to turn this into a track meet, so they'll let it hit the two-minute timeout. We'll keep it here with Alabama leading Wisconsin 14-3. First and 10 for the Badgers at the tied 49-yard line.
And I think you're finally starting to see Braden Locke get a little bit of some comfortability. It is not easy when you're taking reps, but you're not getting all of the reps. You're not seeing everything. And then all of a sudden, hey, you know what? Alabama's in town. You get out there and let's go make some plays. And I thought he was a little nervous. And now you're starting to see it. You're going against a really good front that has been able to put pressure on you. But that last second and 10 throw, was it just an app? That's what you're looking for. And now you hope that confidence comes from that and you start seeing it. And then Phil Longo gets a little bit more confident because there are some things there. There have been some throws that have been available. And last couple, you've seen Braden Lockman was very accurate with it. And you just hope to continue to build off of that. And now you're down 11. Second quarter, things have kind of spiraled, went against you, turning it over. But here is where you go down. You hope to get seven. Put points on the board. Don't give the ball back to Alabama, and you're going to feel a heck of a lot better heading into that locker room.
Yeah, games like this, the longer you can stay in the fight, keep that crowd here, keep that crowd involved, and slowly but surely, Wisconsin moving the ball here. First and 10 at the Alabama 49-yard line.
Yeah, and I just want to go back to what I thought was a really key play. It's sometimes you start really pressing when you don't get a first down and you're struggling and you just want it so bad and you press. And that, for Renfro to snap that ball when old boy jumped off sides, and you're not just content with that. Throw it up, and Aaron Rodgers was the king of that, right? He'd do it and you throw it down the field. Maybe you hit a guy on a long touchdown. Maybe you don't, but then you pick up that 15 yards and then you can almost kind of see the whoo. You take that deep breath, and as a quarterback, now all of a sudden you feel like, all right, now we're finally moving forward. And it's those little things that sometimes can spur you on to doing some big things before the end of this half.
Everybody observing this game, or if you've watched Alabama at all, you know the explosive nature, you know the athletes all over the field, but you really look at a couple of plays in this game, a fourth and a foot miss for Wisconsin, and then the fumble, which gave Alabama the short field. We talk about the formula for an upset. It's the favored team that needs to fumble it and Wisconsin to cash in. So a difficult job has been made harder by just a couple of plays. But as we said, Wisconsin on the move here and a chance to get right back in it.
And that was why it was so critical to get that stop, because at 14-3 and 4 or 5 minutes left, if they pick up a first down and start marching down the field, you have guys will start doubting and you wondering, and that's, we always talk about that when we play these early games. Don't give other teams the way to believe. Well, you have to continue finding good things to happen to keep believing, and this is where Wisconsin's sitting here at the 49 heading in. Go down here, find a way to get some points.
Will Pauling slot right, Trechke Kahuna slot left, Iacomelli the running back. From the Alabama 49-yard line, again a high snap. Watt secures it, hands to Iacomelli, squeezes through inside the 45, and a good finish to that run down to the 44 of Alabama on a gain of 5. So the snaps continue to be upstairs, face mask level and a little above at times.
Well, I'll tell you, Brunner did a good job pulling around, and you picked up, really good job by Iacomelli, but it's a heck of a lot easier to, you know, to snap the ball and to do all that stuff when you're not feeling real threatened. Mm-hmm. And obviously Alabama's boys up front, they pose a different challenge than maybe what we've seen so far.
Minute 25, clock running left in the half. Three receivers left, one on the right. Again, a high snap, pulled down by Locke. He'll fake the handoff, whips it over the middle, and that's a rolling catch made by Will Pauling. First down, Wisconsin at the 35 of Alabama. Clock stops to move the sticks. A minute 17 left in the half. They'll mark it at the 34 of the Crimson Tide.
Another very confident throw. That coverage by Alabama was very good. Will Pauling just finds ways to get open, and he secured that catch, but a dart by Locke.
Locke running, 105 left in the half. Iacomelli in motion to the left, snap to Locke on first down, throws over the middle, and it's dropped at the 35-yard line, intended for Pauling. I say dropped, but that was some pretty good defensive work by Devontae Smith as well to help disrupt.
Yeah, he had his hand in there, was able to stripe away, and then made sure Will Pauling knew all about it afterwards. And that's what I always wonder. Like, I'll ask Will later, what do you say back after you stripe that ball? That was a really good coverage, but you just see Braden Locke. Yeah, the confidence is building. It's no longer the tentativeness. He's letting it rip.
1 minute left in the half. Ball at the 34 of Alabama. Second down and 10. 14-3 Crimson Tide. Two receivers left, two on the right. Snap back to Locke, throws short over the middle. Caught again by Pauling, is able to slip through Jihad Campbell, and that bought Will three more yards to the 27-yard line of Alabama, third. Now the clock has stopped, timeout taken, and an Alabama player is shaken up. That is Quay Rousseau, a redshirt freshman linebacker. Group of very athletic linebackers. There, people are not afraid to use the term athletic freak when it comes to Rousseau, but he needs some attention. So an injury break with 48 seconds left till halftime. 14-3 Alabama. The Badgers will have a third and three at the Crimson Tide 27-yard line.
And Wisconsin is finding some success in the middle of Alabama's defense, and it's, there's not these monster windows. Locke is letting it rip in there, and he's finding Will Pauling. That was just a simple option route. He saw the zone, sat down in it. Locke ripped it, and then a beautiful job of breaking a tackle and turning it. And instead of it being third and six, it's third and three, and that's been something we've talked about a lot today because Wisconsin struggles on third down.
Yeah, Rousseau got caught by his own guy just in the traffic. It was Devontae Smith chopping at the inside of the knee of Quay Rousseau.
Man, so hate to see that.
Yeah, he is putting very little weight on that left leg right now. Just checking us out, the Badgers lost their starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, on the opening possession. Braden Locke now 7 of 15 through the air for 55 yards. It is third down and three as we get ready to resume play. Ball at the Alabama 27. Iacomelli stays in there. Kekahuna slot right. Pauling slot left. Third down and three. Locke back to throw. Four-man Alabama rush. Shot play left side. Pauling diving, incomplete. Left corner of the end zone. Just a little bit overthrown with 42 seconds left in the first half. And the Badgers will send Nathaniel Vakos on the field.
Just a game of inches. That Pauling beats his guy, actually two guys, to that back pylon, and just out of his fingertips, just missed it. Trying to drop it in that bucket, and we missed it by probably 3 inches.
Nathaniel Vakos was good from 53 in the first quarter. This will be a 44-yard try. A couple of strides inside the right hash mark. The Lions are down. Here's the snap. Spot the kick from Vekos on the way, and it is no good. Wide to the right. As the Badgers miss a scoring opportunity with 36 seconds left in the half. The score remains 14-3, Alabama.
Yeah, I mean, you give him credit for the big 50-yard kick early in the game. This was a case where you really would have loved to have come away with points there. Wisconsin does a good job of picking up some yards, trying to get this thing down to a one-score game before the half, and now you got 36 seconds going the other way. You're just trying to limit it, try to get into this halftime at 14-3.
Milroe and the offense back on the field. Alabama has all of its timeouts here. Three receivers to the right, snap to Milroe. Badgers sending three. Milroe hit as he throws. Williams wide open at the 50, 45, right sideline, 40, 35, into Wisconsin territory, inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line. And just like that, the tide is threatening again.
Yeah, just a simple cover, too. You're back, you're trying to play kind of soft coverage, and there's a little open window in that backside. And Milroe made him pay, dropped it in there perfectly.
47 yards on the pass play. Ball now at the 26 of Wisconsin, first and 10 with 27 seconds left in the half. Kobe Prentice, slot left, motions to the right. Miller is the running back. Milroe to throw. Badgers sending four. Deep shot. Left side, and that is caught. Touchdown, Alabama. Jeremy Bernard, left edge of the end zone. Two big plays as Alabama breaks it open in the final minute of the first half.
Well, that was pretty easy. Just a corner route and on Ricardo Hallman, and again a good throw by Milroe, but that was way too easy to finish this half off.
26 yards to Jeremy Bernard. So when you thought the Badgers were on the brink of making it a one-score game, they now are staring down the barrel of an 18-point deficit as the extra point is good. So the double dip opportunity there for the taking for Alabama. Tide will get the kick in the second half. 19 seconds left in the first half. It's 21-3. Alabama leading Wisconsin.
And you're seeing their wide receivers be able to create some really good separation. That was a really good route. He sold it inside, broke to that back pylon on a corner. And, you know, people talk about Jalen Milroe, and it's all about, you know, what he does with his legs and everything else, but those were two absolute beauty throws that he made to go up 18 here for Alabama.
Wisconsin football brought to you by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference.
Ugh. I don't know how you could not ask for a worse way to finish that. And again, I know people miss kicks and things like that, but those are the little things. And when you talk about the anatomy of an upset, Wisconsin is doing everything in the opposite, Pat, turning the football over, missing opportunities, and Alabama has been very happy to take advantage of those opportunities that Wisconsin has given them.
Vinny Anthony deep once again. Connor Tolte, Richard, freshman out of Chicago. Ready to kick off again for the Crimson Tide. And the kick is away. A chance here for Anthony. At the three, right side, five to the 10, 15. Bursting across the 20 to the 25-yard line. Vinny Anthony thrown down at the 27 with 12 seconds left in the first half. Badgers got the field goal for the game's first points. And it's been all Alabama since. Just miss on a potential touchdown pass to Will Pauling. Miss field goal. And in short order, Alabama goes down the field for a touchdown. Tawi Walker in the pistol as Locke will give it to him. Tawi across the 30-yard line and is tossed down at the 34. And that will be the final play here of the first half. Keanu Kutz on the stop for the Tide. So we have hit halftime here at Camp Randall Stadium. One of the best teams in the country showing everybody why they have that status as we are through two quarters here in Madison. At the break, Alabama 21, Wisconsin 3. Coming up, Mike Keller has the halftime report presented by America Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Baskerville.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
By Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger football is brought to you by Ford. Fearless as a Badger. That's a Ford SUV. Check one out at your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Jones Dairy Farm. Making breakfast better since 1889. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards. Proud partner of Badger football. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Mike Heller here with you on the American Family Insurance Halftime Report from Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. We're at the break. It is 21-3 Alabama. The early recap of this one is on the seventh play of the game. Tyler Van Dyke, the Badger quarterback, went down hurt on the near sideline. It was a defensive hold on the play. The Badgers were on a drive. Tyler Van Dyke, he did not return, and it would certainly appear that he won't return. So Braden Locke takes over. Wisconsin did convert that drive into a 53-yard field goal and led 3-0. Alabama returned on their drive and missed a long field goal attempt. So some momentum was going Wisconsin's way, but then they missed on a 4th-and-1 from the 39-yard line of Alabama. And the Crimson Tide then go 4 plays, 60 yards for a touchdown for their first lead at 7-3. And as it turned out, Ches Malusi would commit the biggest issue play of the first half that went the wrong direction. A 21-yard run, but it ended in a fumble. And Alabama converted that into a touchdown. And then at the end of the half, Wisconsin misses a long field goal of their own from 44 yards. And 2 plays later, with just 36 seconds left on the first half clock, Alabama goes 2 plays, 73 yards, 2 plays in the air, 47 yards, 26 yards in the air. And that's your halftime score right now. It's Alabama 21 and the Badgers 3. Total yards, almost 2-1 in favor of Alabama. The Crimson Tide in full control right now at the break. Our American Family Insurance Halftime Report continues in a moment. We'll check out some other scores from across the country. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt Matt from Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizzas, a proud supporter of UW Badgers Athletics. Nothing beats sports season. Every touchdown scored, every spike for side out, every three that's nothing but net. Sports brings us all together. And the greatest conduit of it all is a Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. Loaded with the finest high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub pizzas are a must-have for your game-time grub. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section of your local grocery store.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including Macintosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium at the half. It is Alabama 21 and Wisconsin 3. The Badgers without Tyler Van Dyke on play 7 of the game. Injured a lower leg injury, looked like a knee injury, and I don't think he will return. He didn't in the first half. Scoreboard update is presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Around the Big Ten, early games today. Michigan, number 17 ranked in the country, taking on Arkansas State, and the Wolverines lead that one at the break. 21-3 is the score at the Big House. Illinois at home against Central Michigan, and Brett Bielema is fighting Illini. They're 2-0, looking to go 3-0. They lead 13-6. That one is also at the break. Later, highlighted games, number 9, Oregon, travels across the state to take on Oregon State. That one will go at 2:30. And Notre Dame, not in the Big Ten, but they will be at Big Ten Purdue. That one kicks at 2:30 as well. Elsewhere in the country, top 25, more than a bit of a surprise, number 16 LSU, who is 1-1 right now, is on the verge, at least going into halftime, of being in big trouble about going 1-2. South Carolina leads 24-10 over LSU. That one at South Carolina. Oklahoma State, no trouble, 13th ranked in the country. They lead 28-0 against Tulsa. And as I mentioned, Michigan is up 21-3. Boston College, 24 ranked in the country. They lead 14-3 at 6th ranked Missouri midway through the second quarter. Our halftime report continues in just a moment, presented by American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium at the half. It is Alabama 21 and Wisconsin 3. Host of our post-game show on the Badger Radio Network, Billy Schmidt, joins me. You know, I was talking about this off the air. We talked about it throughout the week on our statewide radio shows. The recipe for an upset is simple. You have to win the turnover battle. You can't make significant mistakes. You need cooperation from the other team. And none of those have happened. They've all been the opposite so far today.
Yeah, and that's the discouraging thing on the Wisconsin sideline, Mike. Plenty of opportunities. And to be honest and frank, the score isn't going to reflect, at least how I viewed it, how the game on the line of scrimmage has been played. Outside of Deontay Lawson making a first-round play on the 4th-and-1 where he comes crashing in and quickly meets Chez a yard and a half in the backfield, the Badgers have held their own. You're 30 seconds away from this being a one-score game to now you might not get the ball back before you're down 28-3. That's a tough thing to do on the Wisconsin sideline.
To illustrate the point, with 36 seconds left in the first half, yards are essentially even within a yard or two. And then after Wisconsin misses the field goal with 36 seconds left in the half, Alabama rips off a two-play 73-yard drive. I know how good they are. But that can't happen.
No, and you can't allow Jalen Milroe to be standing back for 6 or 7 seconds and allow a wheel route to come as wide open as it did down the right sideline. And Mike, I'm a vibes guy. I get laughed at sometimes for it. There couldn't have been a worse corner end zone here at Camp Randall Stadium for that to go into. Into the Alabama band, into the family section. There's plenty of Tide fans sprinkled all throughout here. That gave massive life to them, and I know that's a punch to the people in red here for the Badgers.
Let me ask you what the attitude has to be in that locker room, the Wisconsin locker room where I'm pointing, what they have to come out of this tunnel with. Alabama's going to start with the ball. You're down 21-3 on your home turf. What has to change?
Starts with a stop. And, Mike, I hate to say this because Wisconsin plays in prime games every single week. I'm up in the press box, and there's not a seat available.
Yeah.
John Schneider, the general manager of the Seattle Seahawks, is standing. That just shows how many NFL personnel are here today. You got to know that for the next 30 minutes, this is one of the best opportunities you're going to have to put something on tape and put your performance in front of people at the next level. You got to play for the rest of the season. You got to play to get better. Badgers need to get better here in the next 30
minutes.
Last
one for you. How challenging is this for Braden Locke, and what did you see as he entered the game 7 plays in?
It's a disappointing moment because a year ago, thrown into a rather similar situation when Mordecai goes down against Ohio State. Clearly rattled, clearly flustered early. I thought Tausch hit it on the head. You got to find him a couple of easy completions. A little chicken soup for the soul. Get the kid feeling good. They did that on the last drive. You just got to be able to convert in points.
Billy, we'll talk to you post-game. Let's hope that the second half flips around a little bit and that after jump around, people are enticed to stay.
My prediction of 24-21 still is allowed.
Yes, it is. We're still
possible. Still possible.
Billy Schmidt on the post-game show, and I think Nick Brusewitz will join him today after this one goes final. Coming up on our American Family Insurance Halftime Report, Matt and Mark return with a look at some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Hey Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught, touchdown Wisconsin!
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ Watt.
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Sawdust days are here at McFarland's Retail and Service Center in Sauk City from September 23rd through the 28th. Get ready to power up your outdoor projects with exclusive deals on steel products. From chainsaws that slice through wood like butter to trimmers that keep your lawn looking sharp, we've got it all. Plus, enjoy huge savings on steel accessories to keep your equipment running at its peak. Don't miss out on these limited-time offers. Visit McFarland's today and gear up.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found in new life. Introducing Kickapoo Creekside, Wisconsin's newest supper club. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Enjoy your meal in the dining room or enjoy it outside. Kickapoo Creekside, Highway 14 in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Your local grocer today.
Badger Football is brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Kloss, ag equipment made for more. Now, with the call of the second half, here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Alabama 21, Wisconsin 3, as we're a couple of minutes away from the start of the second half. Before we proceed, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Check out some of the first half stats presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers, build your career. Join 139.com. 224 yards to 148. That's the advantage for Alabama. Jalen Milrow, 9 of 12 through the air, 130 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's also their leading rusher, 8 carries for 50 yards and a touchdown. He has 5 rushing touchdowns already this season. Tyler Van Dyke, the yardage was limited, but he was 5 for 5 in that first possession before he got hurt. Just 16 yards with Braden Locke in relief. And it's his show now for an undetermined amount of time. Certainly the rest of this game, it would appear. He's 7 of 16 for 55 yards. Ches Malusi, 5 carries for 43 yards. A costly fumble, though, that gave Alabama the ability to drive just 28 yards for a touchdown. Tied 4 of 7 on third down. Wisconsin just 1 of 7. Badgers trying to bleed the clock. They've had the ball for more than 18 minutes in the first half. But Alabama with such a quick strike capability. That last scoring drive, 2 plays, 73 yards. And the touchdown pass from Milrow to Jeremy Bernard. Let's send it down and check in again with our sideline reporter, Patrick Herr.
Caught up with Luke Fickell coming out of the half there and wanted to chat with him just a little bit about Braden Locke. And he said he's got to be aggressive this half. He's got to play with efficiency, but he's got to take some shots, and we've got to get the ball downfield, because that's the only way we're going to come back in this one. So look for them to at least try to open it up and try to get Brayden Locke into rhythm and taking shots downfield.
And first things first, get a stop, because Alabama will get the ball here to start the third quarter.
Yeah, they deferred, and you know, we're getting the kick here. And all those stats that you're talking about, third down obviously is always a critical down. Wisconsin's been in too many long third downs, and the explosive plays. Wisconsin, time of possession, they're winning that. They're winning the total plays, all of that stuff. But 8 yards per play right now, Alabama. That explosive play, big plays, Wisconsin unable to find them. Alabama has, and it's part of the reason we're looking at a 21-3 deficit.
Kendrick Law deep for the Tide. Alabama north to south, left to right as we view it in the third quarter. Gavin Lom on the run-up, and the kick is away, and he hammers this one again. And that story continues for Gavin Lom. Drives it to the back of the end zone for the touchback. And the second half